USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. We'll learn more in the next hour about all the manpower and resources being deployed to rescue five people who are inside a small submarine that went missing Sunday while on its way to the bottom of the North Atlantic to view the wreckage of the Titanic. NBC correspondent Kristen Dahlgren is in Boston.
We know that they have aircraft and vessels that are on their way out to the area searching. They've used sonar buoys trying to listen for any sign of that submersible, which was headed down to the Titanic wreck, 13,000 feet beneath the ocean.
The two crew members and three paying passengers have about 2 days' worth of oxygen left. Two misdemeanors and probation. That's the reported plea deal for Hunter Biden to settle charges of failing to pay federal income taxes. The deal will also resolve a charge that Biden possessed a firearm while being an addict. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it a sweetheart deal. Former President Trump says the Justice Department cleared up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. Trump's classified documents trial will take place in Fort Pierce, Florida, not Palm Beach County, where the allegations are centered. And the judge has set a trial date of August 14th, but Trump's lawyers are expected to ask for a delay. Another day of big storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama. That storm system is on track to hit most of the Florida peninsula by tomorrow. Hurricane watchers now say that Tropical Storm Brett will probably not increase to hurricane strength. Brett has sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour and is moving toward the eastern Caribbean. Electric vehicle maker Rivian is going to adopt Tesla's technology for hooking up its vehicles to be recharged. General Motors and Ford have also agreed to the Tesla specs for their EVs. Tesla's huge network accounts for more than half the fast charging stations in the USA. This is USA News.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-440-0139. Tax Relief Helpers will provide you the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-440-0139 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-440-0139. 800-440-0139. 800-440-0139.
A new study adds more weight to the notion that people need people. Those who are socially isolated are nearly one-third more likely to die early. Lonely people are about 14% more susceptible to an early death.
The numbers give researchers more confidence about how isolation and loneliness, just on their own, can be factors for an early death. Past studies have yielded conflicting results, possibly because each is focused on specific people or just one region. The new paper published in the medical journal Human Nature Behavior is actually a study of studies, an aggregate of research from all over the world involving more than 2 million adults. I'm Lance Pry.
Perhaps the last place you'd think is the last state in the USA to end its COVID emergency rules.
You had told me that my home state of Texas would have been the last state still existing under a COVID emergency, even after Joe Biden ended the federal emergency. I would not have believed you.
Texas State Representative Brian Harrison on the bill Governor Greg Abbott recently signed, banning local governments from enforcing COVID mandates. But private businesses in Texas may still set their own COVID rules, including firing unvaccinated workers. The White House is holding a series of events to mark the one-year anniversary of a Supreme Court ruling it did not want to see, the reversal of Roe v. Wade. First Lady Jill Biden's holding a roundtable today. The president speaks on the subject later this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.